Hey everybody, so I'm on X right now, formerly known as Twitter, and I just saw a post by Elon Musk, and basically he retweeted something, and it's something that says 42 out of 50 states in the United States do not require photo ID to vote. And so let that sink in real quick. You wonder why we have, you know, all of this bad stuff happening when it comes to our elections, or why some people say that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. I mean, we can't talk about other countries and say, oh, well, other countries are corrupt and other countries just can't get it right when, you know, we don't require photo ID. You think about it. Look at all the problems that happened with the election last time with Donald Trump, how they were counting the ballots and, you know, they end up finding out stuff later on. How hard is it for somebody to go and get their ID? Especially if you want to vote for somebody who's going to lead our country. Like, how hard is it? How much effort does it take for somebody to go in and get a photo ID? But that, again, Democrats love rules like that. Or Democrats love, you know, situations like that, because guess what? They can sit up and say, well, you know what? It's hard for minorities to get an ID, and we want to, you know, make it easier for them to vote. No, they want a situation where it's easy for them to steal elections. I mean, we have Democrats who think, you know, people who are legal immigrants should be able to vote. Like, people who just come to this country should be able to go in and say whether they like Trump or Joe Biden. I mean, that's how desperate these Democrats are. And so it's not surprising to me, but again, the Democrats want it this way. They want it so, you know, they can bring in all these illegal immigrants, which they're doing right now. They're letting them cross the border. They see what's happening on the news, just like me and you. They let in millions of illegal immigrants, and they look at those people as voters. They look at those folks as people who are going to go in and vote for Joe Biden. And so their main thing, by letting all of these illegal immigrants come in, they want to turn states like Texas. They want to turn states like Texas blue. They want to make those Democrat strongholds. And that's basically the goal. Because you think about it, if you can win states like Texas and states like Florida, if you can turn those to be solid blue states, then you got the election right there. And that's the main goal, because there's no way the Democrats don't look at the TV, especially the ones in D.C., the politicians. They get all the special intelligence briefings and all that stuff. They see more than we see. And there's no way they don't turn on Fox News or some of these news networks, or even go on the internet and see people just coming across the border, climbing walls, you know, doing what they want to do. And so this is all a part of the plan. They don't want people to have ID. They want people to just be able to come in there, you know, have people in the parking lot say, vote for Joe Biden, have them go in, vote for Joe Biden, and that's the election. And so that just goes to show you that we always talk about how we run things better than some of these other countries. No, we don't. We can't talk about what goes on in Africa and China and all these other countries we like to talk about when we can't even get our elections straight. I mean, that was a big thing year for that. That was one of the big talking points. Oh, well, countries in Africa need to get things straight because there's so much corruption. I mean, come on now. Look at what we're doing right here. And so, mark my words, 2024, the Democrats are going to try to steal the election again. They're going to try to say, oh, well, you know, these ballots don't count because somebody put, you know, a signature in the wrong place. They'll come up with some lie, or, oh, well, we can't count these ballots because we found these ballots 20 days later. They're going to come up with something. They're afraid of losing to Donald Trump. Donald Trump right now, even though the polls on television, all these people say, oh, Donald Trump is neck and neck. I think Donald Trump is way ahead in the polls. And, you know, the only way they can win this thing is by getting Donald Trump in court, taking him off the campaign trail, trying to steal the election, doing some hanky-panky. You know, when folks try to vote, this will probably be a situation where people will, you know, try to vote for Trump, and then the machines end up saying it's a vote for Biden. And so it's just a lot of crazy stuff. And some of these liberals, or not even just liberals, but some of these folks that own some of these polling companies, you know, the companies that, you know, actually operate the polling machines or create the polling machines, whatever. Some of these polling machine companies are owned by, I think one of them was owned by George Soros, if I'm not mistaken. And so you got folks who own the polling machines, or the voting machines, and they don't even like Donald Trump. So they can sit up and do all sorts of weird things. Because I saw a video, I think it was on YouTube, where a guy was pressing the button and he was trying to vote for Mitt Romney. And I think it went over to Barack Obama. Something with the computer and the machine, something like that. And so that's, you know, these Democrats, they know people are waking up and they don't want to play fair. They don't want to be fair. And while, you know, before the election, if they can just have all of these people cross the border, which they're doing right now, see, they're looking at these people as potential voters. So they want their potential voters to come across the border legally, even though these people are criminals and just all sorts of stuff in their own country. But just as long as they can come to the come across the border and go into, you know, the polling place and then a polling location and then just press the button for Joe Biden, they're okay with that. They don't care about if these people are going to contribute to the economy. They don't care about if these folks are criminals, as long as somebody can whisper in their ear, go in there and vote for Joe Biden. And they can go into the polling location and just press the machine and vote for Joe Biden. That's all they care about. They're so desperate for to win this election. It's almost a shame. And so, again, let me know how you feel in the comments section. But, and also, please follow me, you know, on Rumble, whatever. But please just give it this a like or just follow me something. But let me know how you feel in the comment section. Do you think that the Democrats are going to try to do some hanky-panky with this election this year? I think they are. But let me know how you feel in the comment section.